Selena Quintanilla Perez, or just Selena, is one of the most influential Latina artists of all time, and credited with bringing Tejano music into the mainstream, at least in Texas.
I didn't really know her until I came to Texas a few years ago. It was just being a white boy from Arkansas and various places.
That's Jeff Winkler, writer-at-large for Texas Monthly. For his recent article entitled Amor Prohibido, he went down to Corpus Christi to meet the Quintanilla family, including Selena's sister and father. They manage the music studio that also houses the Selena Museum.
They own her name. They legally own Selena, and they've owned it since she was still alive, I believe. They want to keep Selena's name out there. They want to keep this brand out there, and they want everyone as possible to experience it. But the flip side of that is that people want to appropriate how they view Selena and how they celebrate Selena in their own way, and those ideas sort of clash.
That clash is evident in two very distinct Selena celebrations. The first Winkler visited was organized by fans.
And it was a community affair.
The unofficial celebration has been held on the anniversary of Selena's death for the past 20 years. Fans and drag impersonators sing Selena karaoke, dance, visit Selena's grave. The Quintanilla family found the event disrespectful. They worked with the city to give fans another option on the anniversary of Selena's birthday.
The CVB and the Quintanilla family decided to make it very official and have, you know, gates and tickets that cost a little bit of money and food trucks that you get to stay in line for. You know, everything was coordinated and commodified, I guess. Mm-hmm. And that's how they did that. And it was just sort of night and day between those two.
In the article, Jeff Winkler cites books that claim the city of Corpus Christi has a history of keeping its Latino community second tier, and that after Selena's death, some non-Latino people were disrespectful.
People going, why is Selena such a big deal? We don't get it. She's just some, you know, she's just some Tejano star. We don't get that.
Texas Monthly's editor-in-chief Brian Sweeney says part of the fact-checking process includes working with the subjects. In this case, the Corpus Christi Convention and Visitors Bureau.
We did go directly through them, and they were well aware of the material that was in the story.
Sweeney says the CVB did express concern about the content before it was published. The article likens Corpus to Cuba and hints at racial insensitivity within the organization. As a result, the Visitors Bureau decided to end their significant advertising partnership with the publication. Sweeney says, although that's unfortunate, there needs to be a firewall between journalism and the business it takes to support it.
I think our readers want to know that whatever story that we're writing, whatever topic that we're taking on, we are absolutely confident from an editorial standpoint that we are going to be fair and sometimes tough. And we're not going to make decisions about whether to do a story or to not do a story based on any kind of financial consideration.
As far as writer Jeff Winkler is concerned, he may have liked the community's Selena celebration better, but is still glad the city of Corpus Christi celebrates Latino heritage.
I mean, you have this really amazing culture and folks around music, a lot of it, that, you know, if they can find a way to promote it, absolutely, that's fantastic.
But he thinks it can be done more authentically.
There's still sort of a attempt to do it in as most appeasing way possible, sort of like having, you know, tequila day. Not that bad, but in a sense of having, you know, like, you know, you're right. The dead, you know, you paint up your face and, well, there's a bit more to it, you know, and, you know, Selena's a bit more than just a Tejano star. She was very important to a lot of people and still is.
The Corpus Christi Convention and Visitors Bureau was unable to be reached for comment. Virginia Elvino, Texas Public Radio News.